Coming to you from 50 Oliver, this is Easton News, and my name is Joseph Taft.
And I'm Jack Ryan. Today is Friday, April 5th, 2024. The annual town election is scheduled for Saturday, April 20th, 2024. Polls will be open from 10 a.m. through 4 p.m. All voting precincts will vote at Oliver Ames High School, located at 100 Lothrop Street. 3,500 ballots are on their way to Eastern voters who applied for the ballot for the annual town election or for voters who selected all elections on the March election postcard. Voters should receive their ballot in the coming week. For more information about voting at the annual town election, whether by mail or at the polls on election day, you can visit www.easton.ma.us/vote.
On Monday, March 25th, Jatasia Spriggs, a senior in the Legal and Protective Services program from Brockton, was sworn into the Executive Committee of Governor Healey's Youth Advisory Council at an official ceremony at the State House. Superintendent Holly McLennan and Principal Leslie Weckesser were quick to nominate Jatasia to apply for this prestigious honor due to her involvement in several school-wide initiatives to bring about change at Southeastern. Jatasia was selected by Governor Healey's office because of her dedication to civic engagement and commitment to shaping the future of Massachusetts. Jatasia's mother, brother, and Legal Protective Services instructors Patricia Allen and Joshua Brewster accompanied her to witness this prestigious honor. So congratulations, Jatasia.
The Southeastern Players in the Southeastern Regional School District are pleased to announce their Southeastern Theater Academy April Break Camp in the Southeastern Performing Arts Center. This summer, theater program is open to all communities and offers a professional and fun experience. This April break, send your camper to the popular theater program and learn to dance, acting, and music. Campers will participate in comprehensive theater skills building classes from Monday, April 15th through Friday, April 19th. On Friday, April 19th, families and friends will be invited for a short showcase presentation. This program is open to campers from 3rd to 8th grade. Sign up with the link below.
It's a one-night triple billing. Homegrown talents Jake and Jenny, along with Andrew McManus, Tim Buono, and their bands, take the stage on Saturday, April 27th in the historical Oaks Ames Memorial Hall for an unforgettable evening of music and dancing. Advance tickets are just $20 and include light appetizers. Shoveltown Brewery will be there serving at a cash bar as well. Follow the link below to order tickets or go to oaksamesmemorialhall.org.
Superintendent Leisha Cabral, Oliver Ames High School Principal Kelly Cavanaugh, and Art Department Chair Kristen Shea are pleased to announce that multiple Oliver Ames students have been recognized as part of this year's Scholastic Art and Writing Awards and in the Massachusetts Amazing Emerging Artist Recognitions Exhibit. The Scholastic Art and Writing Award is the nation's longest-running recognition program for creative teens. Students in grades 7 through 12, ages 13 and up, can apply in 28 categories of art and writing. All entries are considered for Gold Key, Silver Key, Honorable Mention, and other recognitions. The Massachusetts region of the program is presented by the Boston Globe and the School of the Museum of Fine Arts at Tufts University. Oliver Ames Artist receives 30 placements with 4 gold keys, 7 silver keys, and 19 honorable mentions. Gold key awarded entries are automatically considered for the national awards, including gold medal, silver medal, and scholarship awards.
The Easton Lions annual Junk Day, which coincides with the Easton Water Division's Household Waste Day, will take place on Saturday, April 20th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Easton's Department of Public Works facility at 130 Center Street in North Easton. Unlike the town of Easton's waste collection, which is free, the Easton Lions will charge a reasonable fee to collect items that the town is unable to collect. As always, 100% of the Easton Lions net proceeds will be passed on to a variety of community-related charities, innovative eye research, and other Lions-related causes. The Easton Lions will do pickups for a fee on April 20th and perhaps the day prior. For pickup pricing and scheduling, please call Lion Henry Narsasian at 508-269-7181. Please note that this year only, the town will be unable to collect hazardous waste. You should review the attached circular for more details of this event and the list of acceptable and non-acceptable items.
The officers and members of the American Legion Post No. 7 of Easton, Mass. Extend their best wishes to the graduation class of 2024. They want to offer those graduates an opportunity to participate in their scholarship program. This program is intended to recognize continuing academic excellence, civic involvement, and a level of conduct which reflects the ideals of the American Legion for past and present relatives of American Legion Post No. 7 members. Seniors must send their application to the Legion by the end of April to award prior to June graduation. You can find the application at the link below.
Each year, the football coach at DJ's Alma, Oliver Ames High School, selects a player that embodies DJ's characteristics, hard work, teamwork, and community. and the recipient receives a $500 award and a plaque acknowledging their hard work. This year, head coach Ed DeWitt selected CJ Crocker. Still have no time to stay up and watch your favorite shows?
Like this one, obviously.
Well, don't forget, ECAT has a YouTube channel. There, you can find all old episodes, but turn on notifications to be alerted when ECAT releases new content. You do not want to miss out.
Our handle is at EastonCatTV with TV in capital letters, of course.
Superintendent Leisha Cabral and Oliver Ames High School Principal Kelly Cavanaugh are proud to share that senior Joyce Riad has won a Daughters of the American Revolution Scholarship Award for the state of Massachusetts. The Daughters of the American Revolution is a nonprofit, non-political, volunteer women's service organization dedicated to promoting education for the country's youth and the preservation of American history. Each year, the Good Citizens Committee of DAR recognizes the service, leadership, and patriotism of high school students in accredited schools nationwide through the National Outstanding DAR Good Citizen Award and Scholarship Contest. The award portion of the contest is granted at the school level. Three high school seniors from Oliver Ames were nominated by faculty to receive the award. The senior class of 2024 then chose Joyce Riad out of the selected students to advance to the state scholarship contest. Her extracurricular involvement as the current president of the Oliver Ames High School Multicultural Club and French Club, co-president of the Health Occupation Students of America and Cooking Club, and participation in sports, as well as local community service, contributed to her selection as the school's award candidate. After winning the school award, Riad wrote an essay on the civic responsibilities of a good citizen and its importance in shaping our nation for entry in the state scholarship contest and won. She was awarded $2,000.
Do you know an Easton resident or an organization that benefits the community? Do you or someone you know have a special talent or a skill set that you would like to show off to your community? Well, ECAT has numerous shows and segments that may be a good fit for you. ECAT has always represented the talent and diversity of the people of Easton, and we want to highlight you. You can email info@eastoncat.org to let us know what you want to see on our channels. We want to hear from you.
Mark your calendars for Earth Day. The NRT in Easton is holding a bio blitz on the evening of Monday, April 22nd to celebrate and acknowledge the incredible abundance of life around us. In a bio blitz, participants try to find and identify as many different plant, animal, and fungi species as possible, documenting as much life as they can. They will be using the iNaturalist app to help identify and record whatever they find. This adults-only program is a great opportunity to experience the natural world in a new way, learn and share knowledge with others, and meet people who love the outdoors as much as you do. If you're interested, be sure to check out the NRT project page on the iNaturalist app.
With the support of Easton Shoveltown Cultural District, the town of Easton is excited to announce the launch of an Artist on Display initiative at Town Hall. The exhibit will feature a rotating display of artwork for the enjoyment and appreciation of the public and honors the important role that art plays in our community. The Select Board recognized emerging artists John Januskis and Ray Harris, who are also members of the House of Possibilities, as the first artists to have their art on display as part of the initiative. House of Possibilities provides disability services to over 300 children and adults annually from over 60 communities across Massachusetts. In partnership with Hope for this first display, they hope to highlight the benefits of art for all people to foster a more vibrant and inclusive community.
Want to get involved in an exciting race around historic Northeastern? Then apply to be on Expedition Easton, a local version of the amazing race hosted by ECAT. This summer, six pairs, 12 contestants, get the chance to compete for the grand prize. All ages are welcome, but each pair must have at least one member over 18 years old. You think you got what it takes to complete the expedition? Well, email info@eastoncat.org or call us at 508-230-7200, because casting has begun. Dates are set for June 22nd, 23rd, 29th, and 30th.
The Temple High of Shalom presents the Spring Festival at Flynn Farm. On Sunday, April 14th, they will have music and refreshments, art and crafts, and even a petting farm that you see some barnyard animals and be able to feed some. This event is rain or shine and goes from 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. Flynn Farm is located at 492 Bay Road in Easton. This event is free entry, but registration is required. You can RSVP by calling 781-771-0494 or email the email below.
The Easton Shoveltown Cultural District, in partnership with ECAT, is excited to announce the return of its arts and media show and reception on April 6th from 4 to 7 p.m., 50 Oliver Street in Northeastern. There will be multiple vendors throughout the building, and the ECAT studio will be open for people to view the studio and witness a live show throughout most of the night. After the break, you'll find out who's this week's Pet of the Week.
This is Easton News.
Pastor Devin Chambers Johnson here at Covenant Congregational Church, and we just had an amazing morning with our annual egg hunt. Probably 70 families maybe here with all their kids and maybe 4,000 eggs, so plenty to go around. We do this every year the Saturday before Easter, so we hope to see you next year.
Get ready, a solar eclipse is coming.
Ryan, those are not the right glasses for safely viewing the eclipse.
Well, how am I supposed to see all three dimensions of this once-in-a-lifetime event?
By using actual solar eclipse glasses available while supplies last at 7 DCI state parks on April 8th, including here at Borderlands State Park.
And many of these parks are also hosting eclipse-specific programming.
Here at the Blackstone River and Canal Heritage State Park in Uxbridge, join us for eclipse-based arts and crafts in the Visitor Center. And be sure to check out our solar system walk, where you can find out how much proportional distance is between the planets and the sun.
At the Great Falls Discovery Center in Turner's Falls, we'll also have a solar system walk set up along the rail trail. We'll also have some eclipse arts and crafts, like the sun clock, which if pointed toward true north can let you know the time just by the position of the sun. And if it's overcast on the 8th, we'll have a projector set up in the Great Hall to watch NASA's live stream of the eclipse.
So check the link with this video for a full list of DCR properties giving out eclipse glasses while supplies last and hosting eclipse programming.
Could your dog be a therapy dog? Join Maura Porter of Clear Skies Dog Training and Evaluation LLC and certifier through Dog Bones Therapy Dogs in Massachusetts to learn about what a therapy dog does, what the visits are like, and what skills and behaviors your dog needs to pass a therapy dog certification test. Information session is followed by a question and answer. It's free to the public. Seating is limited. You can RSVP with the link below. It will be held at the APCSM at 1300 West Elm Street Extension in Brockton, Mass, April 22nd at 6 p.m.
Now it is that time for your APCSM Pet of the Week. We have some pets that are looking for their forever home, so let's take a look.
The APCSM has plenty of friendly, lovable guinea pigs waiting to find their forever home. Each guinea pig is unique, but if one thing's for sure, they sure do love their veggies. If you're thinking about adopting a guinea pig, fill out a small pet animal adoption application on apcsm.org. Meet Tico and Bibi. Tico and Bibi are bonded, mature chinchillas looking for their forever home. Chinchillas make wonderful pets for people looking for lovable, affectionate, smaller animals. Chinchillas eat small leafy greens and require dust baths about 2 times a week. If Tico and Bibi sound like the fit for you, fill out a small animal adoption application on apcsm.org.
The Hockomock Film Festival is back. If you are a high school student in the Hockomock League, the categories are shorts, drama, comedy, or others, documentary, and PSA. Cash prizes for the winner. The deadline to enter is May 13th. To enter, you can go to hockomockfilmfestival.com.
Borderland has new closing hours for spring. They open daily at 8 a.m. and currently close at 6 p.m. But starting on April 7th, they will extend it to close at 7 p.m. And then finally on May 12th, they'll extend it again to close at 8. Just as a reminder, vehicles in the parking lot after closing time may be locked in and subject to a parking fine. When we come back, you'll have your 7-day forecast.
And OA spring sports are prepping for their start of the season. You're watching Easton News.
You want to get involved in an exciting race around historic Northeastern? Apply to be on Expedition Easton, a local version of the amazing race produced by ECAT. This summer, 6 pairs, 12 contestants, will get the chance to compete for the grand prize. All ages are welcome, but each pair must have one member over 18 years old. Think you got what it takes to complete the expedition? Email info@eastoncat.org or call us at 508-230-7200. Casting has begun. Dates are set for June 22nd, 23rd, 29th, and 30th.
I didn't see you there.
Sick of all the new shows and movies dominating pop culture? Well, have no fear, because old-time movie and old-time TV are here, where we like to add our own flair.
There's a truck out front, and if we could just get the keys...
Man, are you crazy? Are you out of your mind? Those are flesh-eating zombies. They upended our car, okay? We're lucky to be alive, especially Joe. I had to pull him out of the trunk, for crying out loud.
It's been a long day.
Also, make sure to check out the RadioCast, our accompanying podcast where we talk about what we've watched.
There was a lot of moments of just Mac on the raft going down the river, just monologuing over and over and over.
We show the classics and nothing but the classics. Well, except for the weird ones. Check us out on all our channels as well as our YouTube.
Welcome back, folks. It is that time for your upcoming 7-day weather forecast. So let's kick it over to Chief Meteorologist Adam Carrero.
This is your ECAT Weekly weather forecast. On Friday, we have cloudy skies, might have some rain late night, which lingers into Saturday, and Saturday morning we have rain, but it clears out in the evening. Then we have clouds for the rest of the weekend, temps staying in the high 40s. Monday for the eclipse, it clear skies, and for the rest of the work week, we have clouds sneaking in and the temps stay above average. Possible rain at the end of the week. I'm Adam Carrero, and this has been your ECAT Weekly weather forecast.
You are invited to the House of Possibilities' very first art show on Thursday, April 11th. Join them to experience their members' creativity, meet some of the artists, and see the space. The art show runs from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Refreshments are provided.
Like watching this show or any other ECAT programming? Well, that doesn't happen without help and support from viewers like you. ECAT is a nonprofit organization, and it relies on some help from the viewers. If you would like, you can submit a small donation on our website, eastoncat.org, and continue the running of ECAT programming. Just go to the main page, scroll down until you see the donation options or the QR code. And as a bonus, when you donate $15 to ECAT, you will get a cat. Not a real one, the APCSM has those, but a nice plush one can be yours with a small donation.
Are you ready, ECAT fans? Because Easton's Got Talent is coming back for another season. That's right. Get ready to showcase what talents you have and go head-to-head with other participants, not just from Easton this time, but the entire region, to see who has the best talent and who will be crowned Easton's Got Talent champion. Email the address below to register. There is a small registration fee. All towns are welcome, all ages are welcome, and auditions are Monday, June 24th. Cash prize will be awarded for the top three acts.
Help send off the 2024 OA seniors this year on May 19th at 11:30. The seniors will have a parade that will go across the north end of town. They will start from behind the OA High School gym and work their way down Center Street to Main Street, then work their way to the NRT Sheep Pasture across from Eastern Fitness. Then they will have their own senior celebration there at the NRT Sheep Pasture.
Get your running shoes ready. The Children's Museum of Easton's 28th Father's Day Road Race registration is now open. The event will be on June 16th. You can sign up on the CME's website and Facebook page through RaceWire. Cash prizes will be awarded to the top three overall male and female runners. First place gets $150, second place gets $100, and third place, $50. A commemorative prize will be given to the top three male and female runners as well. Free race t-shirts are available for all runners who register on or before May 24th, 2024, but t-shirts will not be available for walkers.
After the break, see how you can help out the Tricentennial Committee.
And I'll have your sports recap for you. You're watching Easton News.
Here we go.
My name is Harrison Young, and after 13 years of talk show experience, I seek to bring you the best in interviews with some of the very best guests around, including, and here we are, experts.
I've seen thousands of demons actually come out of the mirror one time.
Wow. Musical guests and artists.
If I say how I feel, would you really listen?
And interesting characters of all types.
I threw that kid across the classroom. He didn't try that ever again.
Wow. Join me at Topic Time on your Easton cable station anytime they want to play it. And what I understand, that's quite a few times a day. And I love it.
There's a storm.
Join me, Priscilla Almquist-Olson, to explore the town of Easton and its interesting, engaging, ordinary, and extraordinary people, and meet a smorgasbord of guests, including artists, authors, musicians, business owners, community organizations, clergy, local leaders, etc., etc., etc. Community Forum at 3 p.m. on Thursdays and 1:30 p.m. on Saturdays. See you then.
Hi, I'm Ron Van Dam. I've been in radio for 3 decades now, and I've been doing a daily podcast-style show for a few years, but once a week I come to the ECAT studio where they give me wine and cheese, and I do a TV version of the podcast. I talk about what's going on in the world and in the area and give my opinions on things. And these adults are being slaughtered, like there's heads rolling all over the place and blood and guts. I mean, if that happened in your neighborhood, it would not be considered entertainment for the family.
Wednesday, we're doing arms. Thursday, we're doing ears. And Friday is my physical workout dental day, where I work my teeth.
I realize that I can never be the Pope like I wanted to be, because apparently they don't interview for that. You just kind of become one.
So tune in to see me move my mouth while I talk. Who knows? We might have something in common. Probably not, but you never know.
I find that the consumption of alcoholic beverages makes this show that much better.
Catch my show here, The Ron Van Dam Show, right here on ECAT.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird if you like that sort of thing.
A message from Eastern Soccer. Two Saturdays in a row, they have had their nets torn down, likely by vandalism on the Easton soccer fields. Each of the net supporters are anchored by 200 pounds of sand, so they know it's not the wind knocking them down. These nets cost more than $15,000, which was generously donated by a local Easton business. Vandalism is over $250 is a felony in Massachusetts. Damage caused by vandalism is punishable by up to 3 times the cost of the damage, up to a $50,000 fine, and up to a year in jail. Volunteers spend hundreds of hours preparing and maintaining the Easton soccer fields for the enjoyment of children from age 3 through high school years. Spending time to repair the nets due to vandalism should not be part of weekly tasks by these volunteers. They ask people if they see anyone suspicious around the Easton soccer fields to report it to the Easton police. They have made them aware of this vandalism and want the damage to stop. Thank you for your support.
The Tricentennial Committee is still looking for volunteers to help out in several areas, so if you'd like to help Easton celebrate its 300th birthday, you can email easton300.2025@gmail.com. Also, you can visit their website at easton300.org.
The Easton Health and Community Services Department is seeking qualified candidates for lifeguards for the following 2024 season at the town pool. Interested applicants need to submit the required employment application to the Human Resources Coordinator, Mary Southworth, at jobs@easton.ma.us. Preferred or by mail at the Easton Town offices at 136 Elm Street in Easton, MA 02356. Applications will be accepted on a rolling basis.
25 years ago, the Maplewood After School Program was established and quickly developed into a vibrant community known for its highly regarded after school curriculum, active engaging staff, and diverse student body. While the strength of Maplewood's after school experience and the caliber of the facility and staff are beyond question to this day, there are circumstances requiring them to end the 25-year tenure at the end of the school year. They truly value the amazing community of after school students and their families, and they understand if this news brings up feelings of disappointment and sadness. With the commitment to supporting and listening to any questions and concerns you may have regarding your family's after school needs for the next school year, please do not hesitate to call their office at 508-238-2387. Now it's time for your weekly OA Sports Recap. Welcome back to your weekly OA Sports Recap. Spring sports are here as we take a look at how the Tigers are faring. But before we do that, let's take the time to mention some OA student athletes who were recognized by the Hockamock League as players to watch for the upcoming campaign. For boys lacrosse, senior captain midfielder Ryan Jaco got the nod. The team lost last year's leading scorer in Ben Reardon to graduation, so Jaco will need to fill in if the Tigers are to compete for the Davenport. Girls lacrosse also lost their top goal scorer in Katie Wilson and will look to their new leaders Olivia O'Rourke, Taylor McAndrew, and Kayla Maggett to contribute. O'Rourke was named the Tigers player to watch by the Hawk, and Leanna Hudson is also expected to be a force offensively after scoring 39 goals last year. For girls tennis, Hannah Farber was referred to as one of the top players in the state. She is a two-time All-Star who defeated the league MVP last year, whose only defeat was to Farber. Softball features a big returning cast as Paige Taylor, Crystalia Covell, and Madison Montero will look to lead the team on the diamond. Junior Devin Morris was named as a player to watch by the Hawk as she hit .333 with two homers and 19 RBI last year. Lucas Riley was named as a player to watch for the baseball team this season. He hit .294 last year with 12 RBI, while also pitching pretty well, 22 strikeouts and a 3.94 ERA. With all that out of the way, let's get into the results for the first week of action. OA Softball hosted their home opener against Franklin, but were defeated 12-3. Crystalia Covell and Paige Taylor had two hits and an RBI apiece. Boys lacrosse hosted Taunton and got into the win column early, 10-2 the final. The young guys got it done in this one, as freshman Lucas Ganji broke out with four goals, as did Thomas Hearn with two goals himself. Ryan Jaco also got in on the fun with two goals of his own. Boys tennis faced Franklin but were defeated 3-2 at home. Girls tennis traveled to Franklin and they lost 4-1. Hannah Farber still dominated her match, 6-0 and 6-1. On Tuesday, girls lacrosse traveled to Taunton and put up 20 goals in a victory over their fellow Tigers. Taylor McAndrew, Kayla Maggett, and freshman Kayla Islib each scored three goals apiece. That'll wrap up this week's sports recap. Make sure to stay tuned into ECAT for all your OA home game coverage, and go Tigers.
Thank you for watching. I've been Jack Ryan, and I don't really know where Joe went.
This has been Easton News.